You have just retired from active refereeing. Tell me about where it all started, I guess.
So it all started in Cochrane, and was sometime in the fall of 68. And Jack Cotgrave was the referee in chief, and he walked into our dressing room. I was at, I guess it would have been an Adam practice. And I started hockey a little later than other kids, so my skating needed improvement, and he was looking for somebody to go skate with the Tykes. And I said, you know what? I'll take it. And I don't know if you read in the article, but he said, I got a whistle for you, a sweater, and 25 cents a game. Yeah. It was a lot of fun when I first started. It was just the little kids. And you know what? I finished with the little kids this past Saturday.
So it all came full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, tell me about the levels you've achieved and the levels of hockey you've officiated at.
So I reached the level 6, which is the top level in Canada. I became a level 6 in 1992 and refereed in the OHL for I lined for 5 years and then refereed for 5 years and retired from that exactly 25 years ago at the end of this season. So it's kind of another mark that, you know, I refereed another 25 years after leaving a high level of hockey. I love the game, and I wanted to continue to give back. And the best way to give back is to teach kids on the ice, teach the younger officials on the ice.
Okay. See, I understand you're going to keep doing that.
I'm going to, not on the ice, but I'm going to do it from the stands from now on. I'll be able to go and have gloves on and mitts on instead of, my hands are forever cold from having done so many hockey games with no gloves on. And I have been over the past years with the little kids wearing gloves, but I didn't wear them in my last game.
So hanging on to a cup of hot coffee while you're doing that will be good too.
Yeah.
So, okay, I know you're retired OPP. There's a lot of police officers that get into refereeing. Any idea why? Or why? Well,
may have been involved in refereeing before. Like my friend Ken Miller, who refereed a lot through Northern Ontario. He was an OPP in Hearst prior to me getting there. But we were both OPP together here in North Bay. And I think I was a referee well before that. I refereed 14 years before becoming an OPP. But what becoming an OPP did for me is make me realize that hockey is just a game. When you're refereeing the game of life, it makes a big difference. And once you've done that, it makes it the game of hockey so calm. And I think people who become police officers are usually well involved in the community. They want to stay involved in the communities they serve. So if they weren't a referee, they usually become a referee at something. A friend of mine who just passed away in the past month was over 80, but he refereed high school basketball into his 70s. And, you know, he was involved in the community that he continued to do it into his early 70s for sure. And it was just something as a police officer, you wanted to be involved in the community other than enforcing the laws. You know?
Yeah. I'm thinking you're probably about my age. I'm 64.
We're bang on.
Yeah. I think our birthdays are just a couple weeks apart, if I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to stay involved by teaching young referees. Any other plans now that you're retired, not only from the OPP, but from actively refereeing?
Well, I do a lot of other things. I'm a deacon in the Roman Catholic Church and have been for 7 years. So I'm implicated in the church as well. I still work at North Bay Battalion Games as a minor official. I do video goal judge. I do a variety of jobs. I'm the backup video judge to video goal judge to Glenn Campbell. You probably remember from hockey throughout the North. He's a North Bay guy that did a lot of hockey up North too.
Okay. Anything you want to add to any of this?
Well, the biggest thing is I got my start as a young man, and it allowed me to stay involved in the game that I love. And a lot of kids today leave the game and don't stay involved. And a lot of it was because people were very vocal at the arenas. And we've had to cancel many hockey games this year throughout the NOHA because we couldn't get enough officials. Part of that, and I don't blame that all on abusive fans. I blame some of that on COVID and our lack of ability to recruit new younger officials. But we also have to recognize that I found in the last season, this past season, I don't hear the criticism that we used to hear. And maybe it's because we've canceled games. So I think maybe the fans are starting to appreciate that without us, they can't have a hockey game. And their children don't get to play. So we need the young kids to referee, and we need to give them a break.
Treat the guys on the ice with the stripes and the armbands like you would your own kids.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing.